At long last, Microsoft will unveil Windows 10 this week. It's the software giant's big hope for a comeback of sorts. Todd Bishop, editor of the online tech news site GeekWire, is in the studio with us once again. And Todd, we have talked about the fact that this was coming. Now it's finally happening. What can you tell us about the product itself, Windows 10?
Well, the first thing that a lot of people will notice is that it brings back a favorite of Windows users, which is the Start menu. When you press the Start button in the lower left-hand corner, it pops up a menu. It doesn't take you into a foreign landscape as Windows 8 did. So that is really the big thing that a lot of people will notice out of the gate.
What other sorts of features are the ones that Microsoft is really touting?
Yeah, Cortana, which is Microsoft's personal assistant, it's a digital assistant, Microsoft's answer to Siri, okay, is embedded into Windows, and you'll be able to either speak or type to ask Cortana basically anything you want, like what's the weather going to be like today? Remind me when I get home to put this on my grocery list.
You mean I'm on my desktop computer?
That's right. That's right. Oh. And it's so Cortana is very much a part of the experience. There's a new web browser called Edge that replaces Internet Explorer as the default in the operating system.
Will it be better than Internet Explorer?
Based on what I've seen in my own usage so far, it's much more streamlined, and it is an attempt to essentially make the browser just more of a frame for the web with some extra features, such as the ability to draw on the screen if you have a pen, or annotate and share things very easily with friends and colleagues.
What about Bing?
So Bing is very much a part of this experience, and it is essentially the way that Microsoft is tapping into the cloud for intelligence to fuel things like Cortana and Edge. So Bing is still there very much.
There's also game integration,
yes,
in this new program.
That's right. And that's where you're starting to see this whole concept of one Microsoft that CEO Satya Nadella and before him Steve Ballmer actually touted, and this idea of Microsoft's divisions and products working together. Microsoft with Windows 10 will be rolling out game streaming from Xbox One to Windows 10. So if you have an Xbox One and a Windows 10 machine, you'll be able to play a game that's essentially streaming from your Xbox One console.
So is this then a sort of focus by Microsoft on integrating all its product lines and abandoning attempts to sort of really pursue mobile hardware?
It is an attempt to integrate all of its product lines. They are still very much trying to get into the mobile game. And really what Windows 10 does is try to redefine the landscape for computing. So in the past, Microsoft would have looked at Windows as the operating system primarily for PCs. And what you're seeing them do with Windows 10 is expand it across all sorts of device types, from phones to tablets to PCs, even to something like the new HoloLens blended reality holographic headset that they'll be coming out with.
I read that Microsoft actually plans to roll this out in free upgrades.
That's right. If you're on Windows 7 or Windows 8.1 for at least the first year, this will be a free upgrade, which is a radical change in Microsoft's business model. Windows is the cash cow, the giant profit margin upon which Microsoft was built.
Yes.
So this is something of an historic moment for Microsoft to make this type of change.
As I understand how that rollout's going to work, it's not going to be that you download one Meta program. It's going to be a lot of upgrades, right?
So initially what's going to happen is when your machine is ready for Windows 10, you'll get the download. You'll shift from either Windows 7 or Windows 8.1 to Windows 10. But then what changes is after that. Microsoft is touting what's called Windows as a Service, which is this idea that you will get very steady and very regular updates to the operating system. In some cases, you may not even know that you're getting them because they're going to be streamlining the update process to essentially make it automatic and mandatory.
It sounds a little bit how Apple works with its, yes, iOS updates.
Very similar. You're seeing essentially the approach to mobile devices and smartphones being applied to PCs now. And really, that is the new world that Microsoft is operating in. If you look at Windows on PCs, Microsoft still has 90% market share. But then you look at this broader world of devices, and the issue is that Android actually has 59% of market share if you include smartphones and tablets and PCs, and Windows is only at about 14%. And that is the new reality that Microsoft is operating in.
Windows 10 comes out on Wednesday. GeekWire's Todd Bishop is here previewing this very long-awaited upgrade. And I understand the technicalities of it, but I don't understand where the money making comes in when you're offering this upgrade for free.
So in a few areas, first off, for businesses, this is still very much part of Microsoft's broad volume licensing. So businesses will be signing up and will have the option to upgrade to Windows 10 by paying. So that is still there. Also, Microsoft at this point is trying to make money off of its software and services. So things like Office 365, Microsoft Azure, the cloud computing platform. So Windows, in a lot of ways, is becoming a platform for other Microsoft apps and services, as much as those apps and services are also going to other platforms like iOS and Android.
Microsoft has taken some huge, huge losses recently. Yeah. What is at stake for them with this new version of Windows?
So what Microsoft needs to do at this point is get as much of its user base as possible onto Windows 10. The vast majority of Windows users today, about 60% of the computing population on desktops, is on Windows 7, which is two operating systems
yes.
ago.
Yes.
So the first thing that Microsoft needs to do here is get everybody, as many people as it possibly can, to Windows 10. And then it has a position, if it can pull that off, to attempt to make itself relevant again.
Well, so you've had a chance to try out yeah. Windows 10. What do you think?
I like it. So for me, Windows 8 was extremely disorienting on the desktop. I liked Windows 8 on the Surface tablet, and I think it made a lot of sense as a touch mm-hmm. interface for tablet devices. But as soon as you put that immersive start screen, full screen apps on a desktop computer, I completely lost where I was. Windows 10, in contrast, feels like a home. You know, it feels like the place that I'm accustomed to on my computer. And the start menu has the live tiles. You know, they pop up, but you don't have to have them full screen. And it's just something that feels much more native and intuitive.
So we see what's at stake for Microsoft. What is at stake for the Seattle economy?
So a lot. Not as much as would have been at stake 10 years ago. So Microsoft still employs about 40,000 people in mm-hmm. the Puget Sound region. Now, contrast that with Amazon, which is actually larger globally, right. Amazon is. Amazon still only employs just about 24,000 people in Washington State. So the Seattle region's tech economy has diversified significantly over the past decade through a variety of different initiatives and new companies coming in. But this is important. Microsoft is still a very strong pillar, if not the large pillar that it used to be.
Microsoft's Windows 10 will have its official rollout on Wednesday. Todd Bishop was here with a sneak preview. He's the co-founder and editor of the tech news website GeekWire. He's usually here every other Monday on The Record. And I'm on Windows 7. I look forward to seeing what Windows 10 is like.
Yeah, we'll have to do an in-person review here after you have a few weeks with it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Todd.
Anytime, Marcy.